Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always.
Always.
Use your head.
You are now listening to ChairShot Radio. Always use your head.
Good Tuesday morning to you. Greg DeMarco here, Chair Shot Radio. Man, I am dying. I just got out of CrossFit. You guys know I'm the avid CrossFitter. So I'm sitting in the car. I got the AC on. So if you hear that, you know, don't really care. I'm sorry. But the quality of what I'm saying should be better than the quality of the audio you're hearing, if that makes any sense. But really, I'm just here to entertain you. Kick off your Tuesday morning well. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting everything that we do here at the Chair Shot Radio Network. It is April. April, things start to dip a little bit, so those monumental climbs that we've had will probably level off, steady out, maybe even go down a little bit, but we'll still keep that momentum going all the way through the summer, the NFL draft, and so much more as we prep ourselves for WrestleMania 38. It's all that's the yearly cycle, right? WrestleMania to WrestleMania, and a whole bunch of cool shit happens in between. So thank you for listening, being a part of what we do here at the Chair Shot Radio Network. As you know, this title of this episode is The Blank Business. I'm not necessarily going to talk about the Hurt Business. I know we're all sad about Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander. Hopefully that thing works out for them in the end, because that was kind of the best thing to happen to both of those guys. But that is not what this is about. This is about business in general and how business decisions are just that. They're business decisions. Sometimes we don't like them, but they're the decisions that have to be made. And we're going to talk more about that here in a moment. Of course, my name is Greg DeMarco. You can follow me on social media at ChairShotGreg. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Instagram, for me, is where I do a lot of the updating on the personal stuff, things that are going on with me from a health perspective, fitness perspective, and some wrestling. Twitter is all about arguing about pro wrestling, telling you you're stupid, depending on what you think, or telling you you're really smart, depending on what you think. And Facebook is kind of that catch-all. Everything that's going on in the world of wrestling, health, family, all of it happens on Facebook. Also, the most updates on IZW Wrestling, which is the wrestling company that I promote. Sorry, Patrick O'Dowd. I know it came up 3 minutes into the show, but all those updates happen there as well. So that's where you can find all of that. This show, Chair Shot Radio, is part of the Chair Shot Radio Network, which you can find at thechairshot.com. It also streams on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartMedia, Google Play, and so much more. You can also, go ahead, like, subscribe, leave us a 5-star review. You can also follow along with the website and listen to all this at thechairshot.com and follow that social media handle, all three again, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, at Chairshot Media. So lots of places that you can follow along, lots of ways that you can get involved. Now, just want to thank you for being a big supporter of everything we do. And another way you can support all of that is by heading over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Now, you can get your very own Chairshot t-shirt. We got the classic logo t-shirts. We got the Always Use Your Head t-shirt. One of my favorite shirts is my green Army Green Always Use Your Head shirt. Highly recommend that one. We've also got shirts for the podcast, shirts for the characters. You can get a Queen of Soft Style shirt. You can get the hashtag Save Tag Team Wrestling shirt, a Bandwagon Nerd shirt, a Winner Is You shirt. You can get the Plat Blast 2020 campaign shirt. Everybody Hates Greg, Baron Corbin Sucks, hashtag journalism, Jesus Did the Job, Chair Shot Worldwide, and so many more, just by taking your happy self on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and throwing some support our way as part of your listening to the Chair Shot Radio Network and Chair Shot Media and what we have to provide here at the website. So Thank you so much for being a part of it all. We're going to talk about business today because business is what makes the world go round. Look, capitalism is sometimes a dirty word, okay? But most of us wouldn't have a job. Most of us wouldn't have a career. Most of us wouldn't have a lot of the things that we have without capitalism. I know some of you are tuning out before we even get to the first commercial break based on what I'm saying. And if so, I apologize to you and to everybody around you because it's just a fact of life, you know. The best kind of friends you can have are the ones who just tell you like it is, who will flat out tell you, this may not be what you want to hear, but this is the truth. And then, boom, they lay it on you. They lay that truth on you, and you just got to deal with it. And that's what we're going to talk about today on this The Blank Business episode of Chair Shot Radio. But again, look, what they did with the Hurt Business sucks in WWE. I hate it too. I am on your side. You and Greg DeMarco are a team when it comes to the Hurt Business in WWE. But we're going to talk about other facets of business on the other side. So stick around. We're going to talk about The Blank Business on Chair Shot Radio.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
We are back. Thank you so much for listening to those commercials. Even the commercials support everything that we do here at the Chair Shot Radio Network. Now, the inspiration for this week's, this day's edition of Chair Shot Radio, you know it's a daily fix. I'll get into that during the third part of the show. But the reason, the impetus, the inspiration behind all of this is the announcement today, after all of the rumors on Sunday, so today being Monday when I record this, about the formation of the Super League. The Super League and the world of football, better known as soccer here in America and football everywhere else. And what's going on is basically you've got the 12 best teams from all the different national leagues coming together and basically saying, you guys are cool. We like being in your national leagues, but we believe in our marketing power, our value, our popularity, not necessarily our success level. Not necessarily our skill and our acumen, although there's a lot of success amongst those clubs, but saying we believe in our drawing power that we can come together and make this Super League and make a shitload of money. And that's where it all comes down to. It's not about competition, because if it was about competition, they'd find a way to develop this Super League and somebody qualifying for it. But that's the UEFA Champions League. So that's not even something that can do that. You've got, you know, what, six teams out of the Premier League or four teams out of the Premier League? I can't even remember. And so many others that are coming together and forming this 12-team Super League and calling it the Super League. Now, the leagues they're coming from, not too happy about that. In fact, kind of fucking pissed. And I understand where they're coming from. And some of them might oust those teams from those leagues, which we'll talk about that here in a minute. Some of them are not letting them qualify for competition like the Champions League. And really just trying to blackball them and really strong arm them into not doing that. And I don't know if I like that, to be 100% honest with you. I don't know if I agree with that, to be 100% honest with you. And I'll tell you why here in a second. But let me talk to you about why I believe these clubs are doing what they're doing and trying to form the Super League. So what we got going on in the Super League is, again, it's a business move, okay? They looked at their drawing power and they got together and said, hey, we think there's an opportunity to make more money. Now, over the past year, many sports ventures have not made the money they're used to making. They may not have lost money, although many of them did. They still had TV deals, but there's no fans in the stadium. There's no concessions. There's no parking. There's less merchandise. All of that has gone downhill because of COVID. So thank you, COVID, right? Now, what that has done to the sports world is then to seek out other ways to make money. Look at what happened in the NCAA. There were conferences that said, fuck it, we're playing. There are other conferences that said, we're not playing at all. Then some conferences stepped up and said, fuck it, we're playing. And the ones who weren't playing eventually, for the most part, had to come around and say, we are going to play. It's because of money, because they realized there was money on the table. There's money to be made. You could try to do it safely. and you know, as safely as possible, and provide some people with some stuff to watch on TV, make some money off the TV deals, and put together a product on the field, which may have been a notch below what they're used to because of people opting out, the lack of training, all the COVID protocols and everything else. But these clubs have lost money. In the European Super League, these clubs have lost money as well. And what they've decided is they've got into not really survival mode, but they've got to figure out how to maximize their investment in these clubs. So they've decided to form the Super League because internationally, these people want to see them play each other. And it doesn't always shake out that way in these Champions Cups and these Champions Leagues and these mega tournaments that are put together by qualifying out of certain certain elements of the National League that you're in now. Again, I'm not a huge football guy, so, you know, non-American football, but the other football, the soccer, so I'm trying to speak at the most basic level possible. But basically, this is a way for them to guarantee having this league, making this money, without having to go through a qualification process. Now, 12 teams are in it. There's no relegation. There's no promotion. Like you see in, say, the EPL, right? The European Premier League, or the English Premier League. So they're out there, and they're basically putting together this league, and they're going to play every year. We don't know the structure. We don't know how many times they're going to play. It's a midweek game, so it's not supposed to affect their national leagues. The national leagues don't seem to give a fuck about that, though. Not too happy, but they're trying to put together an opportunity for them to play and for them to maximize whatever TV deals they can get, which seem to be plentiful. The great thing about soccer is it is a global sport, so you can get TV deals in all these different countries. You look at WWE, they've got TV deals outside of the U.S. that can almost come close to what they're making in the U.S. Nobody thinks about that. They just look at the ratings and whether they're going up and down on a random Monday, right? Know what the fuck they're talking about. So when you put it all together, these clubs are looking to make money. And I can't blame them. Okay, I'm a wrestling promoter. And I talked about that at the beginning. It's a topic that will make Patrick O'Dowd roll his eyes and send me the Rock gif. And I'll know you're listening, Patrick, if you send me the Rock gif. And you know what I'm talking about. And I'll send you the Kevin Nash gif in return. Those who follow us on Twitter and have for any time, amount of time, know what we're talking about here. But I have to put on a show, a card, an event that will appeal to the greatest amount of people. That means I can't put on six matches that Greg DeMarco would only want to see. I need to put on six matches that everybody would want to see. Now, I can't put on six matches that every single person wants to see, but I can put on a match for this person, a match for this person, and basically, if I've got six matches, okay, the average person in attendance is going to love three of them, like two of them, and not really care for one. Maybe they'll love two, like two, not care about one, and dislike one, okay? And that's kind of my goal, all right? Because now you've got over 50%, over like pushing 75% is in that like category. And that keeps them coming back. And we've established a reputation that you're likely going to like this event to the point where we are selling out far in advance and we're selling a good portion of our tickets before a single thing is announced for the next show. So that tells me we are providing a diverse enough product to make people happy. That's business. I don't book for what I find entertaining, although I try. I book to what I know my audience will find entertaining on a larger scale. That's what WWE has to do. They don't book to the Twitter idiots. They book to the larger audience so they can put out a product that people will continue to tune into week after week. They know Greg DeMarco doesn't like all 3 hours of Raw. But if I can like about 90 minutes of it, then they're going to be okay. And that's what they're doing. It's business. It's making money. And they've been able to secure not one, not two, but $3 billion rights deals for their product by doing what I just described. And while certain people don't like it, it's success. It is a business. They are a publicly traded company. I don't know what this Super League and it's organized and how the financials are going to work about it. And teams got to buy in. I do know they got some kind of upfront money and teams are going to split that. I saw something about that again. I don't know all these details, okay? Hopefully, Mags is listening and can clue me in without the emotional attachment that he has. And I get that emotional attachment, okay? Imagine the NFL teams breaking off and splintering and 12 of those teams going off on their own and leaving the other 20 behind. It'd be kind of crazy, right? But the NFL is basically those 12 teams already, just 32 of them, and they make money and they can continue to make that money. An NFL franchise breaks even before a single person enters the building because of the TV deals. once those happen, and then you make your money on everything else, right? That's how NFL teams make money. That's why the salary cap is there. Salary cap is literally based on the revenues, the rights deals. So it's foolproof. It's too big to fail, just like WWE. They probably have a model that has something to do with their TV rights fees and how they pay people and what happens there. I need to do a Chair Shot Radio on things you need to stop saying, and one of them is the WrestleMania bonus, because that shit doesn't happen anymore, okay? The WrestleMania payday doesn't exist, and I'll explain why in a future edition of Chair Shot Radio. Maybe we'll talk about that on the Wednesday edition, but this is about money, and it's a business, and that's why this is happening, and that's why this is taking place.
Save big money now on new siding from LP SmartSide at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP SmartSide today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Final segment of the show. Thank you for checking out that commercial break. Much appreciated. And so I'm parked at my daughter's dance studio, right? And someone is backing in, and they're backing in right next to me. And it really kind of freaks me out, because what if they fuck up? Good news is they didn't fuck up. So anyway, it's just a little fun, you know. I like to let you know what I'm doing and what I'm working on when this shit happens. And I'm sitting outside my daughter's dance studio. She's still got about 20, 25 minutes before she is done. So I'm chilling, waiting for her to come out. So that's where we are here on this, the Greg DeMarco edition of Chair Shot Radio. Money makes the world go round. It is just a pure fact. One of the reasons why people are so mad in the U.S. about politics is gas prices. Even if who's president doesn't really affect the gas prices, it doesn't matter. They're going to get blamed for it, okay? How the economy is doing really has a lot to say about who gets elected president in this country. And that's not maybe for the right reasons, but that's just what happens. If people are happy, then they'll vote for the person that's already there. If they want change, they'll vote for the new person that could be there. Right? May not be right, but that's just the way it fucking is, man. That's how this shit works. Right or wrong, that's how this shit works. This is all about money. Look at WWE. They just had their second straight two-night WrestleMania. This two-night WrestleMania had fans, 25,000 each night, 50,000 total. Originally, they were going to go 45,000 each night, which would have been 90,000 total, but they pulled back from that. Maybe it was because of concern about ticket sales. Maybe it was because of concern about health and safety protocols. Who knows? WrestleMania Dallas next year, I don't know if they're gone or by numbers, but we'll call it WrestleMania 38, was originally announced to be a one-night event. And then during the promos during WrestleMania, it had a date attached to it. During the promos released during WrestleMania, both nights, Saturday and Sunday, the Stone Cold Steve Austin commercial just said April 2022 and didn't give us a date. Now, WrestleVotes and some other, and WrestleVotes is a very good wrestling news with a Z. Source, they've been proven right more often than they've been proven wrong. A much better rating than, say, Dave Meltzer or any of the others. They said that right now the talk within the company is still a one-night WrestleMania 28 in Dallas, or 38 in Dallas. I am here to tell you that decision definitely has not been made yet. And the reason why is twofold. I'm not even going to tell you because I know somebody on the inside. I know multiple people on the inside. But that's not what I'm leaning on in this instance, okay? I can lean on facts that we actually know versus rumor and innuendo that I've been told. Look at what they've done for WrestleMania. If you can sell out two nights of WrestleMania, you're going to make a shitload more money. They just saw what they could do in the pandemic with the seating. If they go back to full capacity next year, you could lower ticket prices. And if you don't cut them in half, but say you lower them by 20%, but have two nights of WrestleMania, you're going to make more money. Because AT&T Stadium in Texas is not going to charge you double rent for 2 days. It just doesn't make sense to them, because they're going to get concessions, they're going to get their cut of ticket sales and so much more. They're going to give WWE a deal, especially right now when they've been down a full year's worth of revenue in that building, which is a beautiful facility and can host so much, and they're down that revenue by not having the events that they would normally have. WrestleMania, which wasn't even really geared to be there, though I think it might have been, and that's why Hollywood is next year, who knows. There's just so much opportunity there for the company. What they're going to do is they're going to sit down and they're going to say, what's going to make us the most money in the end, the most profit? So they're going to take their revenue, they're going to compare it to their cost, and they're going to say, what will bring us the most profit? And that is how they will decide whether or not WrestleMania is a one-night or a two-night event. Now, I guarantee you this Super League thing didn't happen overnight. There was months and maybe a year of preparation and discussions where someone said, how can we make more money? How can we leverage our marketing, our popularity, and our impact in our local and national communities? How can we leverage that to make more money? And the answer was the Super League. Now, it hasn't been met with universal praise, and a lot of this is because of their national leagues banding again or coming together and banding against it. And I don't know. I don't know how it's going to turn out. Look at college football. I'll tell you right now, those major programs would love nothing more than to shut out the group of five and just have that power five and bring it together. And this Super League has brought those conversations back up in the U.S. with our college football system. And it wouldn't surprise me if at some point we get that splinter where you've got the power five and the group of five doing their own thing. And that would be better for the group of five because they could crown a national champion. And right now the Power 5 shuts them out. Fair or not, who knows? And they shut them out through scheduling because they have control over that scheduling, which if you went to an NFL-style schedule where it's made for you, but that would be a major overhaul of college football scheduling, which I would be for. I just don't think people would go for it because it's not one governing body that makes those decisions. It's university chancellors and presidents and athletic directors that make those decisions. They're going to do what's best for business. The blank business. It's what we covered today on Chair Shot Radio. Remember, 7 days a week, Chair Shot Radio, your daily fix. Today is Tuesday. I'm Greg DeMarco. Wednesday, Greg DeMarco and Miranda Morales. Thursday, Darren Maggs Kirkby and Ray Cash. Head Trauma Thursdays. Friday, PC Tunney. Saturday, Christopher Platt and Andrew Belaz, or whatever they come up with, because it seems to change each time around. Sunday, you've got Patrick O'Dowd and David Ungar. They'll be back this week after Patrick's bowling tournament last week. Monday, PC Tunney. Right back around to me, Greg DeMarco, on Tuesday. So again, thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of what we do here at Chair Shot Radio. Keep doing whatever you're doing. Keep striving to make yourself better. And remember, until next time, to always use your motherfucking head. So long, everybody.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.